T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Edgar and Chelsea, mornings.
Amp Radio.
Before we begin, I'd like to thank God for giving us the opportunity to do what we love in the City of Angels. Good morning.
Good morning.
Happy hump day, everybody.
Woo.
Let's go get it. 6:06 in the morning right now. My name is Edgar. We got more sold out tickets, so we can't survive this morning for you and all day today. Stay tuned for your chance to win. Good morning, Chelsea.
Good morning.
Visiting us in studio, born and raised in East Los. You catch her here on the weekends. if you couldn't tell by the way she said it,
East Los.
She's definitely from East Los.
You gotta say it like right.
East Los. Right. Crystal B, thank you for hanging out with us.
Hi, thank you for having me.
You're crashing
your party, you know.
Yeah, we love it, man. We crash parties all summer long, and we love that. So you're usually on the weekends.
Yeah.
Thank you for hanging out with us.
Yeah,
today.
Of course.
Rocking your Dodger gear.
I got my lucky Dodger shoes on, so we're going to get the W today.
I feel like I let you guys down, because you guys are both wearing Dodgers gear, and today mine was it was dirty. I didn't wear it.
Oh, no. That's the worst.
You're supposed to wear dirty hats, Chelsea.
I know. That's the good luck part of it.
Right?
When they're dirtiest.
Never wash them. Good morning, Tamara, on social media.
Good morning.
At 97.1 Amp Radio. Good morning, DJ Majestic.
Good morning.
Shout out to Angel in the phone booth. Speaking about the Dodgers. Did you guys see the tweet from LAPD Chief Moore? He tweeted this out. Nobody said it would be easy. The Dodgers aren't out of it yet. Because they got game 5 tonight, do or die versus the Nationals here at Chavez Ravine. Game. And he said this. I have authorized all employees, LAPD, to rock their Dodger hats on duty.
I love that.
In support of our blue crew. And if you get pulled over today and you're wearing Dodger gear, you get a free pass.
No way.
Really?
I'm screwed.
Oh, that's amazing. I'm so glad.
I know.
Guys, I'm just kidding about the last part.
Oh, what? I was amazing, because my tail lights out. And every time I see a cop, I'm like, oh, crap. It's my day. Damn it.
Chelsea's like, really?
I was like, oh, man, I got to go get it.
That would be dope, though. I mean, you know what? You never know, man. If it's something like low-key, minimal, I'm sure if you're rocking some Dodger gear, the LAPD wearing the Dodger hat would be like, you know what? It's all good.
Uh-huh. They've let me go on my birthday before. I've got pulled over on my birthday because I was in a rush, and they obviously saw on my license it was my birthday, and they were like, you can go because it's your birthday. I was like, thank you,
did
sir.
Did you say it was your birthday, or did they figure
it? I didn't
like
say
they just,
anything. Okay, they just looked, and the guy was like, it's your birthday today? And I was like, yeah, that's why I'm in a rush. You know, I'm late to my own birthday party. Yeah. He's like, you can go this time.
You know what's crazy, man? That's never worked for me. I wonder if it has anything to do with the fact that I'm not a cute girl.
I mean,
crickets, I'll let you borrow my dress.
Edgar and Chelsea, mornings.
Amp Radio.
Shout out to you on the 91.45 twerking to that record right there. I see you in your car. Get it on a hump day. Edgar, Chelsea, and Crystal B hanging out with us this morning.
Yes.
Appreciate you guys being with us on 97.1 Amp Radio. Interesting story right here. A couple weeks ago, we told you guys that Huntington Park got a RoboCop.
Yeah. I hadn't heard of this.
No.
This is wild.
It's basically like R2-D2 type of situation. It looks like a rolling aluminum trash can with the cone on it and a bunch of cameras all around. It speaks English and Spanish, y'all.
Well, I'm glad it does that.
Yeah.
So, it had its first ever fail, and it exposed some secrets about Huntington Park's police department.
Okay.
So, I'm going to break it down what happened. There's an incident that involved a fight that broke out at Salt Lake Park in Huntington Park, right? Mm-hmm. So the fight's going on. RoboCop's just chilling right there, right? Next thing you know, somebody sees this going on, sees RoboCop, goes over to RoboCop, and presses the emergency button that's supposed to connect it to the police department.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And RoboCop goes, step away. Step away. Retrase, por favor.
What?
It just tells him to go away.
Oh,
and they're like, all right, cool. And then they backed up. They're like, yo, RoboCop's about to transform. It's about to do something.
Yeah.
Nothing happened.
So the fight's just going on and RoboCop is useless.
So apparently they haven't enabled that feature.
That's a problem.
When you press the emergency button, it doesn't connect them to the 911 or the police department just yet.
Isn't that its job?
Yes. And then it also exposed this secret. all the cameras it has? Because they were like, yo, at least it got it on video. We'll be able to catch the offenders that were in this fight.
Right.
Yeah, the camera's there, but they're not recording yet.
Oh, my gosh.
So
this is a fail.
What is it doing?
All
just,
over the place.
It's just hanging out. So this is what Huntington Park said in regards to this major fail. HP RoboCop's full capabilities, including camera monitoring and 911 connection, are currently pending.
Well, then I think it should, like, go take a nap and not be... What is it even doing? There's no reason. But
they did this to me at Harupa Valley High School in Mira Loma and the IE. All of a sudden, they told us that they had installed these cameras inside of the school bus. Mm-hmm. And they had this little compartment at the very front with like a tinted out window, and it just had a little red light blinking.
It was a scare tactic.
Trying to scare you.
Yeah.
But here's my thing. I get the whole RoboCop idea, but put it in like Beverly Hills. Don't put it in Huntington Park. Huntington Park, they need surveillance and cops. Like real. Yeah. Like, have you ever been there?
Yeah.
Like fights are happening.
It's interesting you bring that up because a recent study just exposed that Huntington Park allegedly is the most miserable city in California. The people there.
That's so sad.
And I don't want to believe that, bro, because have you ever been to Gallo Giro?
Yeah.
That restaurant is amazing. Yeah. I always love going there. It's popping. You cruise around there, Crystal B. Do you agree with this study?
HP is crazy. Like, I used to play water polo in HP. Like, it's crazy. You don't need a RoboCop. You need a real cop. Like, everywhere. Yeah. Put a real cop there.
All right. Shout out to Huntington Park, man. Get yourself some real cops. We got you, though.
Edgar and Chelsea, mornings.
Amp Radio.
Listen, I think it would be an absolute disservice to our community if we don't bring to the forefront the conversation we were just having.
Oh, my
God. Can
we not? Do we have to?
I mean, well, now we have to.
We're communicators, guys.
Okay.
We have to communicate to our community to avoid them to suffer, right?
Yeah.
So listen, the CDC has just reported that chlamydia, gonorrhea, and syphilis are at an all-time five-year high.
Yeah.
Jeez.
And the usage of condom is at a five-year low.
That's
terrible.
You
that's
think
terrifying.
We would know better.
Right?
Yeah. Like, come on, it's 2019.
Get it together.
A lot of it is because more people are getting tested. Mm-hmm. So therefore, more people are getting diagnosed as having it, which is a good thing. You want people to find out before they roll up to you what they got going on.
We also talked about in the studio, which one would you rather? If you had to pick one.
Oh my gosh.
That was literally the conversation we just had.
That is not part of helping out a community.
Yeah, that is not helping.
But let's play anyway. Chelsea, since you brought it up, chlamydia, gonorrhea, or syphilis, you have to choose one.
This is awful, horrible. But I feel like what's the most curable one? Isn't there one that's, there's just one that's curable.
I don't know.
I don't know either.
Yeah, see, we should know these stats, too. I don't know any of this.
We'll get back to you on that.
Which one will give me the most time off work?
Yeah, there it is.
That one.
Hi, manager. Yeah, you see what happened was...
Yeah, exactly.
I had a late night. Things happened.
Never mind. Coming up next, Chelsea, what you working on?
So, The Bachelor just started filming this next season, and it's already super dramatic. Apparently, Bachelor Peter had to undergo emergency surgery on his face. So I got details on that coming up next in the Chelsea Report at 6:50.
And I just want to clear up, it was not related to chlamydia, gonorrhea, or syphilis.
Or was it?
Yeah, maybe it was.
Or was it?
Oh, gosh, girl.
The Chelsea Report.
So yesterday, Chance the Rapper joined James Corden for a little carpool karaoke.
It's
so good. If you haven't seen it, you know how like there's ones that are exceptional and there's ones that are kind of like, meh.
Boring.
I feel like this one's really good.
Okay. Yeah.
It's pretty funny, especially if you're a fan of Chance. They're rapping in it, singing.
That would have been funny, Chelsea. You're like, some of them are okay, some of them are great. This one sucks.
Yeah,
but we're still going to play for you.
No,
I'm glad you chose a good one, actually.
This, a couple of my favorite parts, they talk about the similarities between Jay-Z and Obama.
Jay-Z and Barack Obama are very, very similar. Both of them have like an assistant that you have to call, and then you get a call from a private number, and it's either Jay-Z or Barack Obama on the phone. I never know which one it is calling when I get that call back.
I feel like if I did that, people would go, he doesn't need to call me back. He doesn't need to call me back now.
So good. And then he talked about what it's like hanging out with Kanye West, and this doesn't surprise me at all.
Right.
Kanye's definitely the kind of dude that'll be like, you'll meet up with him to do one thing, and then he'll be like, oh, I gotta go to Milan right now. Let's get on this jet. And you gotta make a decision right there. Like, am I about to follow Kanye to Milan, or am I gonna go on this date that I have planned?
Yeah.
And you really,
and
like,
you're
have
conflicted.
A whole spiritual battle for a second.
First of all, I need to give myself some friends like
that.
For real.
Second of all, I have a feeling like if you're a married dude or you're dating somebody, that person does not want you to be friends with Kanye.
Oh, yeah.
Like, but he's married.
Yeah, but still, like, where you at, babe? I was in Chicago, but now I'm going to Milan.
Yeah.
That's one of those things like, babe, you are going to have to understand. Yes. I'm on a PJ with Kanye. Like, too bad. It's happening.
You'd be cool with that, Crystal B, with your man all of a sudden leaving to Milan and not taking you with him.
I would be upset if he didn't go.
Like, really?
You better go on that PJ with Kanye.
You're a good girlfriend.
Are you kidding me? That's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
Get in with the family and
get
then bring me next time,
hell
right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
So this season of The Bachelor, man, it is off to a very rough start. It literally just started production, and apparently new Bachelor pilot Peter, is what he goes by, already had to undergo emergency surgery.
Oh, jeez.
It happened in Costa Rica. I guess he split his head open after falling on, and this is interesting, cocktail glasses during a game of golf. So apparently there's probably alcohol involved.
There has to be. Guaranteed.
Yeah, and he had to get 22 stitches on his face, which means, and they, like I said, they just started filming the season, so his face is going to be all jacked up the whole season.
This is great news, because he's not attractive. So I hope he looks better.
So you think
this.
The scar is going to help him?
Yeah.
Yo,
I can only hope.
My man Seal.
That's a bad example.
Heidi
not
Klum.
Attractive. Not a good example.
Look at Heidi Klum.
He must
for a
be
minute.
Very nice.
In other areas?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
True.
So in this situation, I feel like The Bachelor's probably like, damn, that sucks for this guy. But also they're happy because they're like, you know, they're going to replay that on the trailer day, every day. The ambulance.
So dramatic.
Him getting rushed to the hospital.
I guarantee it's going to be Chris Harrison saying, this is the most dramatic season of The Bachelor. Like he
Facts.
Always says. That is all I have for the Chelsea Report. This report is brought to you by SDCCU. It's not big bank banking. It's better. For details, call 877-SDCCU for you or visit SDCCU.com.
Thank you, Chelsea. Coming up at 7 a.m., we're going to drop the top five most streamed songs in LA. Also, coming up today before 8:30 this morning, your chance to win sold out tickets to
yes!
We Can Survive. So you're terrible at saying goodbye to F-boys.
I love it.
It's so
maybe
relatable.
This study will help you out. Edgar, Chelsea, and our girl Crystal B hanging out with us this
Hi.
Morning. Thank you. Good morning to you listening. So this new study has revealed the two main reasons, I know there are many, but
there's
the two main, according to the study,
right.
Why you can't let go of that F-boy that keeps breaking your heart over and over again. And for those of you that are children right now, before you ask your mom or dad, what is an F-boy? An F-boy is a boy that gets bad grades. That's
yeah,
why
there
it's
it is.
An F-boy, and they behave badly, and you shouldn't date boys that behave badly.
So all bad.
Just wanted to clear that up real quick. Chelsea, before I go with what the study reveals, why was it so tough for you to say goodbye, adios, to the F-boy?
I think one of the biggest things is, like, the comfortability. It's just so comfortable, and, like, once you're hooking up with them and getting that comfortability with someone takes a minute, so I think that's part of it, and it's so it's easy. Second, I think it's, like, you know they're players, but you want to be the girl that's going to change them.
Mm-hmm.
Which never happens.
Which never happens, but you still are like, well, next time, and, like, you know, it's going to happen one of these days. So it's like that confidence, or you want so badly to be that girl.
Right.
And so you stick with it, and you think you're going to continue to change them, but doesn't happen.
How about
ever.
For you, Crystal B? You're in a happy relationship now. Congrats.
I am, but we've all been there with the F-boys. Trust me. And here's the thing. They definitely break your heart, but they break your back, too.
Hey. Yes.
You're in the bedroom, and there's just something about that. I mean, women need love, too.
Yeah.
So if they're giving you that, you're stuck.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you are stuck. And back to Chelsea's point, it's good in the bedroom, and you think, all right, I'll just keep doing this and they'll start liking me more.
Wow.
And I'm going to change this
so
guy.
So you're basically dematized.
Right.
Yeah.
So let me ask you this though. If an F-boy is upfront and honest about his expectations about the situation, meaning, hey, I don't want anything else. I don't want you to change me. I don't want to be in a relationship with you. I just want to smash.
Right.
Is he still considered an F-boy?
Yes. That is the definition.
He's just aware that he's an F-boy. And that's another thing. I feel guys now like to be an F-boy.
Mm-hmm.
There's some guys that love that.
Oh, yeah.
You know why? Because you ladies allow it.
No, what? Don't even go
oh,
there.
Oh, blame us. Blame us because we actually have hopes that this guy can actually be better than.
We just have a lot
blame
of love
us.
To give.
Blame
know?
Us.
You guys are being blinded by the D. Bottom line, let's just be honest. All right, anyways, according
we
to the study, according to the study, the two main reasons why you can't let go of that F-boy is, number one, it's fun to work for their affection. It becomes a challenge.
I don't know if it's fun. I don't know if I take fun.
It's so much fun, guys.
It's fun.
So good. So and number two, the mindset that, this is sad, the mindset that something is better than nothing.
Yeah, that's pretty sad.
Depending where you are in your life, but it can be dry out there.
For some people, that's the reality.
Yeah. It's easy to convince yourself, like, oh, this is the best I can do sometimes,
to wrap this up, no pun intended, one thing you could say to that girl right now that can't say adios to the F-boy because they believe something's better than nothing, what do you say to her, Chelsea and Crystal B? What do you say to her right now?
I say there's something out there that is way better than that, and leave him behind because he is going to break your heart. And it's not fun at
Crystal
all.
B?
It's hot girl winner, do you, girl?
Yeah.
Do you?
Literally and figuratively, do
you.
Do
you. Make you happy.
The Remix Battle with Edgar and Chelsea.
97.1 Amp Radio.
All right, your chance to win 4 tickets to the Queen Mary's Dark Harbor by guessing the name of the remix song based only on the lyrics, okay? Do not get swayed by the beat. Mm-hmm. DJ Majestic is trying to trick you. You got 15 seconds to answer. If you don't guess correctly, the next caller automatically will jack your tickets. Ooh. We got Gina from Riverside on the line. Good morning.
Good morning.
Look at that chorus.
Gina's
hey,
got a squad. Gina, who you rolling with and why do you believe y'all can take out DJ Majestic today?
I'm rolling with my twin daughters on the way to Poly High School and they know all the music lyrics.
Okay.
I feel that's almost impossible. You can't know all the lyrics.
All right.
But I've never battled twins before, so this might be tough.
There it is. Double trouble.
Good morning on you, DJ.
All right. Listen, even though you're from Poly High in Riverside and I was your rival at Hoopa Valley High School in Mariloma, I'm still going to root for y'all, okay? All right. Hang tight. But if you don't win, Lauren from Moreno Valley is getting ready to jack your tickets. Lauren, what do you want to say to Gina and her squad? Fantastic.
Okay,
sounds good.
Good times. That was tough. Hope you get them.
I like that. That she's playing mind game with Gina. She's like, you know what? I'm not going to say anything.
Yeah. I get
right,
that.
Here we go. What's the name of this song based only on the lyrics?
I
don't want
to be alone tonight. I like this. It's pretty clear that I'm
not over you. Uh-oh. So good. I'm still thinking about the things you do. So I don't wanna be alone tonight, alone tonight, alone tonight.
Can you fight the fight? Alright, by the way, that beat always reminds me of my mom making tortillas.
Really? All the clapping, yeah.
Reminds me of something else.
Hey.
We got it.
All right.
Oh, shit.
You got what Crystal was saying?
Part?
I hope not.
Earmuffs.
All right. So what's the name of the song based only on the lyrics?
Dancing with a Stranger.
Yeah, that's what I'm
saying. Sam
Smith. I mean.
Okay.
All right. Let's go to the judges. That is correct.
Good job.
I love it. Majestic, you're done.
My win streak is broken.
Your posture looks a little more hunched over.
It's hard to battle twins.
Gina and the twins from Poly High, congratulations.
You're
going to the Queen Mary's Dark Harbor. Thank you for listening to us. We love you.
Thank you.
Oh, that's so sweet. All right, Chelsea, what's coming up next in your report?
Ooh, so find out why Drake is saying his dad is making him super sad. That rhymed. I didn't even mean to make it rhyme, but it did. details coming up next in the Chelsea Report at 7:50.
The Chelsea Report.
So, I love this. Camila Cabello is finally getting more comfortable opening up about her relationship with Shawn Mendes. Aww. And in this new interview with British TV talk show Lorraine, she revealed how much Shawn has actually influenced this new album.
Okay.
I'm so happy. I mean, I have known him for such a long time. Yeah. And I don't know. He just feels like home to me, you know? Aww. So I'm just, I'm really happy.
Are there songs on the album about him?
Towards the end there were. Yeah, actually,
Well, she told us liars definitely about this new period, right? She was kind of like lying to herself about trying not to feel something for Sean because they've been friends for so long.
Hiding it.
Yeah.
And she didn't say Sean's name. We inserted Sean's name. But it makes sense that it would be about him.
Yeah, because it was within the last month or two, she said. So that's when she was hanging out with Sean.
They're so perfect.
She wasn't comfortable talking about the relationship just yet when we had her.
And I still don't understand how people think it's fake because I really genuinely, knowing Sean and knowing Camila, they're just such good human beings and I just don't think they would fake this.
I'm one
this
of those people,
too,
though.
You do
I
think it's fake?
Because it's so perfect. Like, it's low-key sus.
Yeah, but maybe
how perfect
there can be perfect love out there.
There Crystal can. I'm not hating on it.
You're in a relationship right now that, at least on Instagram, looks perfect.
Yeah.
Should we not believe that?
You should believe it, but he doesn't help me write my songs. He's not in the studio with me. You feel me? like, it's just so perfect that them two are together. I'm like, okay.
I believe it's real. Yeah, I believe too. It's real.
Sean Mila for life.
Yes.
All right. Drake is having some daddy drama right now. His dad is basically accusing him of lying about the relationship to sell music. Drake's dad is saying he recently had a convo with Drake, and he asked why he always puts him on blast in his music, and he says that Drake said, "Dad, it sells records." Drake has responded to his father's claim, saying, "Woke up today so hurt. My father will say anything to anyone that's willing to listen to him."
Wow.
It's sad when family gets like this, but what can we really do? That's the people we're stuck with. And
that's
then he also added, "Every bar I ever spit was the truth, and the truth is hard for some people to accept."
So it's interesting because Drake has spoken in his lyrics about his pops being absent.
Many times,
and
yeah.
And my man's trying to say, like, nah, man, I'm always there for him. And maybe the confusion lies in what time frame they're talking about.
Yeah, because they're all good now.
Yeah.
Or were.
Maybe as a child, he wasn't there for Drake. Yeah. But now, I don't know about you guys, but his pops is at every party that Drake is at.
But he's also talking to every camera and everybody that will put a mic in front of him.
And look,
have you noticed that? Like, Drake doesn't go talking to TMZ, but the dad does.
And that would be hard as someone who is as big as Drake. And then you're hearing things that your own father is saying about you.
Yeah, like, you couldn't call me first?
Yeah.
Tell me you're going to say these things?
Well, it's got to be hard for you listening. And, you know, let's be real, man. Sometimes parents do lie. Especially about things that they messed up in the past, because they don't want to carry that guilt anymore.
Right. Or it's maybe like they're not lying, but he almost doesn't want to. He has blocked that out.
He's not.
He doesn't want to admit it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So how convenient.
Definitely.
That's sad.
That is all I have for the Chelsea Report. This report is brought to you by SDCCU. It's not big bank banking. It's better. For details, call 877-SDCCU for you, or visit SDCCU.com.
Edgar and Chelsea mornings.
Amp Radio.
Many of you are gonna ditch some important things today or people to catch the Dodgers do or die game 5 versus the Nationals here at Chavez Ravine, either because you're going to the game or you're going to watch it on TV. So this inspired the question, whether it be today or in the past, what adult responsibilities have you ditched to catch a Dodgers game, a music festival, a concert? I know for me, last year, I thought my wife was going to divorce me, y'all.
Whoa, oof. What happened?
So last year, I ditched my common sense.
Do you do that often?
Only for the Dodgers.
Right.
And I dropped my entire mortgage payment.
Just
no, you did not.
On 2 tickets to Game 3 of the World Series, Dodgers versus Red Sox, to take my dad with me.
I remember when you did that. I gave you one of the tickets, my tickets too.
Yeah, but remember, we had to buy another one.
Yes.
And I was never ever able to sell the second one that I bought.
Damn.
So I dropped my entire mortgage payment on it, and I thought my wife was going to divorce me when I told her the truth. And she said, "Babe, you gotta do it.
Oh,
your dad introduced you to the Dodgers in Ocotlán, Mexico. You gotta do this."
Such a moment.
And then I was like, "That's awesome. You're amazing. Thank you for confirming that." But she's like, "But," I was like, "Oh, great." She's like, "Come around Christmas, my gift better be equal or more of that value."
That a girl.
You gotta make it more. Better be more.
So, and it was worth it, because if you think about it, we got 2 games for 1. Game 3, we actually won versus the Red Sox.
It was like hours long.
Well, it was 7 hours and 20 minutes long.
Yeah,
the longest World Series game ever.
And nobody left. Yeah. Like, nobody left that game.
Except
it was so
Chelsea.
Good.
I did.
Chelsea.
You know why, though?
How dare you?
You know why? Because I had Halsey's Halloween party to go to that night.
Excuse.
So I was like, I had plans. And the crazy thing was, is I go to, like, go home, get ready, go to Halsey's party with my friends, and I'm still getting text messages from Edgar that's like, the game still isn't over. And I'm like, what did I do? Why did I leave?
It lasted 18 innings. So if you think about it, we got 2 games for the price of 1, and it was the game that we won. So it was all good.
That's a good one.
Chelsea, what have you ditched?
You know
me.
You know, it has to do with a music festival. I was late paying my rent by 2 weeks. Because I had to buy a ticket to Coachella.
Wow.
Yeah, 2 weeks. And I remember my landlord was like, he didn't really notice till probably about a week in. And he texts me and he's like, "Hey, can you send the rent over?" And I was like, "Hey, sorry." I was like, "I'm actually out of town and like I'm having issues with my phone, so I can't train." I like made some stupid excuse that like no one would believe.
Right.
Chelsea had issues with her phone, but not issues with posting on Instagram from Coachella.
Yeah, you need those Instagram selfies.
And thank goodness he doesn't follow me on social media that I know of. But that's it.
It was worth it, though, right?
Absolutely.
Heck yeah.
877-971-HITS. Hit us up. What adult responsibilities or people have you ditched for a Dodger game? game, a concert, or music festival?
Mine was the Dodgers. We were in the World Series against Houston, and I was like, I gotta go to game two. I didn't go to my little cousin's birthday party.
Aww.
He's gonna have a million other birthdays. Like, I can go to the next one. It's not that serious. But my mom was mad, because I did tell my mom. She was hurt. So I couldn't post anything on social media, which sucked. Like, I'm at game two of the World Series, and I can't even post a selfie.
Yeah.
And we lost.
Damn.
So I was like, tight.
Was that karma?
Probably.
Hey, what's up? 877-971-HITS. Crystal B is a bad girl for sure.
Monica from Downey, you ditched some important person in your life for the Dodgers. Break it down.
My sister-in-law still gives me a hard time. She actually, like, doesn't even talk to me anymore.
Ooh, I love it.
Oh, no, because of this moment.
Dodgers game six to push a game seven against the Astros on Halloween night.
Yep.
And I left my daughter for her first Halloween.
Oh my gosh!
She is the light of everyone's life. And I was like, yo, mom.
Wow.
I found good tickets on StubHub. Wow. Like, can you please watch Danica, please? And she's like, go, mija, go. But you might look like a bad mom. And
I'm like, ah. No. Did you feel guilty about it then? And or do you feel guilty about it now?
So I felt guilty about it then, but now I do not regret it. We pushed the game seven. It was a fabulous game. I love my Dodgers. I'm wearing my blue. My daughter's wearing her blue.
Honestly, girl, she's not going to remember it. Like, you could tell her you were there. She's not going to know the difference.
And obviously, she's a fan, so she's going to forgive you.
Yeah, when
she
it's gets all older. Good.
And that's what a lot of my friends were telling me. They were like, go, Moon. Like, just go.
Yeah.
You're good, Monica. If she says that she didn't see you there on her first Halloween, just tell her, I was there. I was just wearing a mask. That's
I was a ghost.
Literally ghosted on your daughter.
Yeah.
Go Dodgers!
Beat those Nationals!
Yes. Christina from LA, you're calling in to put somebody on blast who's actually ditching you and your kids today?
Oh, no.
Yeah. I'm actually calling to put my ex on blast.
Oof. Please, girl.
So we're actually getting a divorce, and we're supposed to meet with our lawyers today. And he, like, last minute canceled because he got last minute tickets to the Dodgers game tonight.
Shoot. I mean, it is a big game, though.
I'm kind of on his side. I started out on your side, but I'm kind of on his side now.
What were you guys supposed to discuss today at this meeting with the lawyers?
Well, all of our divorce details, like house stuff, kid stuff.
I mean, I get it. That stuff sounds important, Christina. But then again, if you look at it from his point of view, would you rather be hanging out with lawyers or at the Dodger game? Game five, do or die.
Right.
With his new girl, probably.
Oh. Don't say it. Crystal,
just saying. I'm just saying, it's a great date.
Christina, I think, just hung up. Oh, no, she's still there.
She's like, why did I call in?
She wants to kill me.
I know, you're right.
Are you a Dodgers fan?
No, I don't even follow baseball, honestly, but, like, I hope they lose just because he's a jerk.
Wow.
Oh, hell no.
Hang up the call, Edgar. Hang up.
Christina, you can't put the fact that your dude is a douche on the Dodgers. That's not the Dodgers' fault. That's your fault for picking him.
Association, man.
Oh, wow.
Christina, on a serious note, we wish you all the best. It can't be easy going through this situation, but thank you for calling in. Love you.
Well, thank you.
All right,
she did not say I love you back at all.
And go Dodgers.
Edgar and Chelsea, mornings.
Amp Radio.
Edgar, Chelsea, and Crystal B hanging out with you this morning. Truth Hurts, Lizzo will be at our Sold Out We Can't Survive concert. And yes, the truth hurts. Unless it's a good truth, like the truth I'm about to give Sabrina from Anaheim. Good morning.
Good morning. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Do you know what we're going to tell you right now?
Kind of. I hope it's good news.
Sabrina, we're dropping some good truth on you. You're going to We Can't Survive.
Sold out. Oh, my God. I wish you the Jonas Brothers and Camila and, you know, everybody else.
Oh, my gosh. Congrats.
I love you guys. I'm so happy. Oh, my gosh. You made my morning.
I love your vibe, Sabrina. Have a good time. We'll see you at Sold Out We Can't Survive. More tickets coming your way. All day today and all this week. Stay tuned, baby.
Edgar and Chelsea. Mornings. 97.1 Amp Radio.
Thank you for hanging out with us today. Edgar, Chelsea, and Crystal B.
Hi.
It's fun. Thank you for being with us.
It's fun. A lot of fun. But I'm a little scared right now. I can't lie to you.
What's going
to
be in the box?
All right. So we got a medium-sized box in the mail. And it just got delivered inside the studio from one of our Amp listeners in Baldwin Park. His name is Hector.
I don't know why. Hector, that name scares me a little bit.
Why, Chelsea? What did a Hector do to you?
I don't know if I trust someone.
I have a Nino Hector.
You have a what?
A Nino Hector.
A padrino?
He's cool. He's dope. Yeah.
That's good.
He's a great guy.
That's reassuring, Crystal.
All right, so this is what we're going to do. We're about to open it live on air right now, and we're live on Instagram at 97.1 Amp Radio. Chelsea and Crystal B, I need you guys to guess what you think is inside. Let me describe the box.
Okay.
Mid-sized box, brown tape on top, and it's got a red spot with a white octopus on it.
I feel like it's more like orange.
That's a little weird.
Yeah. The box freaks me out a little bit.
Throws me off.
Want me to move it around a little bit?
Yeah, please shake it.
All right, here it is.
Oh. Oh, it sounds like clothing or something.
Something heavy.
All right.
Yeah.
Chelsea, what do you think is inside of this box?
So I feel like since it came on the day when the Dodgers have a big game, maybe it's something related to the Dodgers. Maybe like Dodgers merch.
Wow.
That'd be tight.
Or, you know, something
you
like that.
You need some Dodgers merch.
Yeah, I'm hoping so.
Chelsea's saying that because she's not wearing any Dodgers gear right now.
Right. Uh-huh.
All right. Crystal B, what are your thoughts?
I'm going to say it's a bottle of tequila because Hector sounds like he drinks tequila.
Ooh.
Or at least I'm also hoping that he sent some tequila for myself.
That would be perfect. We got both. Dodgers gear and some tequila.
That's a great match.
It's a good day.
Right, so I'm going to open it right now. This is fun. No wonder that kid on YouTube makes like millions of dollars just
unboxing.
Opening boxes.
Yes.
What's the kid's name?
I don't know.
There's a lot of
there's
them.
A lot. Yeah, it's like a thing.
Literally, I met some new parents the other day because my daughters are like 2 years old or whatever. And they're like, yeah, I'm thinking about getting my daughter into opening boxes on YouTube. Like, that's his way out of, like, poverty.
Oh, my
poverty.
God.
Wow.
Here
okay.
Here it is. Ready? Let's I'm going to be opening up right now.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm scared, though.
Me, too.
Oh,
the box is...
Whoa!
It doesn't get excited in the box.
This smell!
Wait, stop what? It.
Oh, my God!
Are you lying?
Wait,
you're lying.
It looks like an old box.
Wait, stop
dude,
it.
Dude, I can't, bro. That smell.
What is it?
Just kidding. It doesn't smell.
Oh, my God. You're so dramatic.
Is it tequila?
It says, get excited. Your gear is here.
Okay. What is it?
Oh, my gosh.
It's Dodger gear.
I was right.
Chelsea's right.
What?
Cool.
Yo, check this
That's
out.
That's a cool shirt.
Wow.
It says baby blue.
It's baby blue. It says LA Dodgers 1988 World Series.
That's the last
That's
time we won.
Sick.
The last time. A long time ago.
That
Yo.
Shirt.
What else is in there?
Is that all? What, was there one for each of us?
Tons of shirts.
There's a whole bunch of shirts.
Yo, my man. Thank you so much.
Okay, but where's the bottle of tequila?
Hector Delgadillo, thank you, but you fell short on the bottle of tequila.
Come on, Hector.
Wow. Let's go Dodgers, baby.
Yeah. Good stuff.
Where are you guys watching the Dodgers game today?
Happy hour?
At your house?
Yeah.
With some ceviche?
Let's ceviche.
Ceviche.
Some tequila?
I've never heard of that.
Yes, Anthony's coming up next, hooking up with tickets to We Can't Survive. We're sold out. Yo, Hector, thank you so much.
God,
in Baldwin Park.
So
cool. That's dope.
Let's go, Dodgers.
Edgar and Chelsea. Mornings. 97.1 AM Radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.